The head of the OCC saying that, hey, we need to do something about crypto regulation. Crypto companies need to take it upon themselves in order to act so we don't face a potential financial crisis. And then you have Elon Musk saying that the government needs to take a hands-off approach. What do you make of all this?
Yeah, I mean, it's a long-standing debate in crypto. You know, are regulations good, bad for the industry? Do they help legitimize the market, stifle innovation? You know, I think both things can be right. And I understand where Elon's coming from, but, you know, regulation does slow down the advancement of the technology and its adoption. But then again, you know, the counter argument is that it also, you know, provides consumer protections. It, you know, prevents the presence of fraudulent platforms. It makes the industry more attractive to new investors. You know, licensing regulations, for example, you know, these things, you know, can be seen to you know, create barriers of entry for new businesses and kind of, you know, stifle entrepreneurial people. But at the same time, you know, it weeds out those fraudulent companies, you know, and it ensures that people are serious and companies that are serious about offering beneficial services to the market do so. So, I mean, there's good arguments for both. Do I think Elon's right in saying there should be zero regulatory oversight? I think that's a little bit extreme, to be honest. You know, you only have to look back at, you know, the 2017 ICO boom and you see the huge amount of fraud that took place then to understand that there needs to be like a little bit in the space at least. Do I think, you know, going back to the OCC's comments, you know, about, you know, Bitcoin can't be used for anything to spend. I think that's completely false. You can buy thousands of things with Bitcoin now. Yes, its volatility makes it not the best sort of medium of exchange, but there are services and products that you can buy with it right now. So yeah, it's just the fact that it's such a good investment. Oh, go ahead.
No, but I want to switch gears on something else that Musk talked about, which is energy demand in China and this potential, it's an allegation, I can't think of the right word, but they're saying that random power outages, because demand for power is higher than expected, could be attributed to Bitcoin and crypto mining. Is that really that much power is being drawn to mine cryptocurrencies?
I mean, it takes an awful lot of energy to mine cryptocurrency. I haven't seen that report personally, but I mean, you know, a lot of it now is renewable. I think it accounts for less than 1% or maybe just 1% of America's entire energy output. So, I mean, you know, there's yes, it's big, but it's globally distributed. No single country is supporting the entire network. You know, comparing, you know, we have to look at the broader financial system as well. That uses a huge amount of energy, probably, you know, times more, you know, X times more than Bitcoin currently uses. So if it's causing outages, yeah, it depends if it's localized in a certain area that can't handle that. And mining now is being redistributed because of the clampdown in China. It's forced, you know, miners elsewhere. But I don't know. I haven't seen the reports myself.
Ali, what about the crackdown in China? Because it's interesting when you take a look at the price of Bitcoin over the last 5 days, it's off just around 3.5%, it's holding above 41,000. So it was under a bit of pressure after we got that news out of China, but we didn't necessarily see the massive sell-off that maybe some would have expected to see. Why do you think that is?
Yeah, a number of reasons. I think, you know, a lot of people are confused now. They don't really understand what it means when China bans crypto anymore. You know, we've seen this headline so many times now for the last couple of years, you know, particularly, you know, more recently we saw it in May and that didn't really have a huge impact on the market. We're seeing it again and prices dropped, you know, Bitcoin, I think, dropped around $2,000 when that announcement came out on the 24th, but it's bouncing back again. I just think people are kind of over that news now. You know, the industry is now starting to move away from its dependency in China, particularly mining now. It just doesn't have the same grip on the market that it used to have, you know, go back 2017 when it really used to, you know, send Bitcoin and the rest of the market tumbling. This seems to be the final nail in the coffin for crypto in China at the moment. I can't see how they can really push on from here. They've now virtually banned all forms of crypto trading, and now even the people themselves cannot buy, sell, or trade, you know, cryptocurrencies. People can't work for foreign exchanges.
How would you explain? It seems as if Bitcoin itself is caught in this range, can't get back above 43,000, won't fall below 41,250. What's it going to take either to bust out to the upside or the downside? Is there anything in the past that we can look for to indicate what possibly could happen?
Yeah, there's like a couple of thoughts really. Like there's still a lot of liquidity down around that $30,000 mark, maybe even a little bit lower. There might be people waiting for it to drop all the way down there, eat up all that liquidity and push on. We just don't really know right now. That 50,000 psychological level is, you know, that's still a huge part that we need to break through. And And there's just, you know, there hasn't really been a great deal of positive news come out through for Bitcoin specifically. We're still seeing a lot of attention around DeFi and NFTs, a lot of exciting innovation in that area. But, you know, right now, Bitcoin, there's not really an awful lot going on. We're still waiting for an ETF. We, you know, we're still waiting for a positive outcome from this whole broker definition of the infrastructure bill and things like that. We're still waiting to see how that's going to shape the market going forward. So, yeah, I think we're just waiting for something Bitcoin specific that will just push things forward. And we just don't have that yet.